Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this topic, we are learning to practice gratitude for our embodied life before God. The Bible begins with a powerful truth. God created man in his own image. In God's image, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:27, Webb Christian Gratitude Growth teaches that your body is not separate from your spiritual life. You are not a spirit trapped inside a body. You are an embodied soul created by God as a whole person. This matters because many people carry pain, confusion, shame, comparison, or disappointment connected to their body. Some people have been mocked for how they look. Some have been used or ignored. Some feel awkward in their masculinity or femininity. Some have been reduced to appearance, performance, strength, beauty, sexuality, productivity, or usefulness. Some have been taught to treat the body as if it is less spiritual than prayer, worship, or Bible study. But Scripture begins differently. God created embodied life and called it good. Male and female are not cold assignments. They are creation gifts. This does not mean every man has the same personality. It does not mean every woman has the same personality. It does not reduce people to stereotypes. It means that our embodied life is received before God. An organic Christian man learns to receive his life as a man before God with humility, courage, tenderness, responsibility, and love. An organic Christian woman learns to receive her life as a woman before God with dignity, peace, beauty, wisdom, strength, and love. Both are image bearers. Both are called to walk with God. Both are called to serve. Both are invited into gratitude. The Bible encourages us to receive life as a gift, and Ministry Sciences observes a similar pattern. People are formed by the way they interpret their identity, body, story, and relationships. So here's the question for this lesson. Can I thank God for my embodied life without shame, pride, comparison, or denial? That may be hard for some students. That is okay. Gratitude often begins slowly. You might begin with a simple prayer. Lord, thank you for making me. Help me receive my life before you. That prayer is not small. It is a beginning. Christian gratitude for the body does not mean worshiping the body. It means receiving your embodied life from God with reverence, humility, and hope.